Blog Talk Radio.
And we are the Middlemen Show, the live show on Blog Talk Radio. And y'all know what y'all came here for. Hear us talk crazy, but educational and informational. It's Middlemen. Hope y'all enjoy the show. Boy, this is Al.
What's that?
Hey, man. You got a good show planned today, man. I'm excited about this show, man. I'm really interested, but our listeners have our state. And we're going to have some fun today, man. Real talk. We're going to have some fun today. We're going to get some things out in the open, and hopefully everybody will, you know, have a great opinion about what they want to say today and not get too heated in the conversation, but let's discuss and converse about this particular subject. So, but I'm good.
Oh, man, everything's wonderful, man. Everything is wonderful. We just missing our Buggerhead co-hosts again, both of them.
Both of them, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Is Jen?
I'm here.
Yeah.
I am here.
How you doing, Jen?
I am doing quite well. How are you guys?
last week, what happened, y'all? What happened? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Last week we had a great show. Shouts out to all the people over there on the web chat already. Gerard, Verna, and Z Albert.
Yep.
And our guests. Appreciate you guys coming in. What's up?
What's
up, middlemen and women? Woman.
Woman.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm very interested in what our listener, Brad, has out there to say. You know, he always has some great opinions about our show topic. So, very interested in what he's going to say today. I know he's going to call in a little bit after. You know, what he's going to say today.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, but if you're tuning in to the show, which you are, the greatest show on Blog Talk Radio, you know, I'm going to go ahead and give you the title and the subject matter of this particular show, and then me and Kevin will probably elaborate, you know, why we chose this particular topic for this week.
Oh, yeah.
So of the segment is, of course, you see, wonder why they call you bitch. You know, what happened to the real ladies out there? Mm-hmm. And, you know, Kevin and I have came to a consensus. You know, we see things that we feel are not appropriate as far as, you know, you have some females out there fighting, cussing each other, calling themselves bees, acting in an inappropriate manner, giving themselves to men, you know, sexually all the time, and they still call themselves a lady. So we want to know, what is a lady? You know, what is the definition of a true woman, a true lady? So we want to know that. You know, we, of course, we're going to have our own opinions about it, but we want to hear what you all have to say. We want to hear from our ladies out there. I want to hear what you all have to say about what is a lady, what defines a lady. You know, as you can read in the description, Webster Dictionary defines a lady as a woman of refinement or a polite name for anyone. And, you know, our lovely ladies have progressed to become, you know, very, you know, educated, motivated in accomplishing their dreams in the workforce, which is great. And also, we have some great mothers out there, some real good mothers out there that take care of their children, you know, perfectly, you know. And, you know, that's somewhat of what a lady is, but that's not all of what a lady is. But, you know, however, we have some women who have misconstrued ideas of what defines a lady. So some of the questions in which we're going to pose today, why do some of our women utilize the word bitch as recreation when socializing with their friends. We've all heard it. We've all seen it. You know, also it's television shows such as like The Bad Girls Club, The Real Housewives, you know, The Atlanta Housewives, you know, all your other avenues of television shows that shows our women in a not so appropriate, you know, light.
Yeah.
Are they influencing, or are they, a reflection of what our women have become? And why do some women show a lack of respect for other women, such as their distress? I mean, their success, excuse me. Also, they show a lack of respect when they see they are with the men that, you know, they particularly want as far as dating wise, and also their choice of style. Now, their choice of style could be, you know, how they wear their hair, how they dress, how they present themselves in the public. And of course, the biggest question of the day: what really defines a lady? That's what we want to know. We want, you know, we want our ladies out there to answer that question, and then, you know, we're going to let the guys identify their opinion on what we men feel as what defines a lady. So, put those questions in. You know, create your comments so we can have this elaborate conversation today on this particular topic. And I see everybody, you know, since we have some people on the chat board, hey, put your comments on the chat board. We'll definitely get to them if you do not want to call it. Also, spread the word to your other female counterparts out there that, you know, are very upset. Want them to call in as well, too, and, you know, let us know what defines a lady. And, of course, we have our lovely co-host, Jen, on the show today with us. And, of course, she's going to have her opinions about this, you know, what defines a lady. So it's not just the middleman talking today. We have our lovely co-host with us today, too. It's definitely going to assist you women, you know, on the forefront of what defines a lady. So, anything significant that you all guys seen out there this week? I mean, I know we've had a lot of things going on, you know, within the public. You know, we Egypt, you know, going through their battles over there, and we also, you know, it seems like every time I turn on headline news, another child is getting abducted somewhere. Like every week, no.
You know, that whole Egypt situation is kind of scary, man.
Yeah,
I just want to say one thing.
What's happening?
Al, you have muted my microphone for the last time. I don't have to take this. I will be petitioning.
I'm not
taking this up with
management. That's KG
today. Just treat me like my name is Ralph or something. I'm just
Ralph.
You know, I got it.
Ralph come from?
You know, this week has been a little crazy, and I just got to say, it's very unfortunate what's going on over in Egypt right now. It's two things that I saw that did make, you know, make me feel a little bit better. One, you saw how the Egyptians who were Christians were, you know, helping to stand, you know, and protect the Egyptians that were Muslim while they were praying. I thought that was a good show of unity for their country. I thought that was just a great show of unity. Second thing I saw that I really liked was that even though President Obama did get up there and say, hey, you need to do this and do this and do this, he did not say, hey, we're going to send some people over there. He was basically like, look, y'all need to handle this. Right. We got enough problems. I'm trying to get my boys home. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I got something to do with it, but I ain't got nothing to do with it. Because, quite frankly, it seems like every time something goes on in the world, the United Nations is looking at us like, what y'all gonna do? Like, okay, no, what y'all gonna do? Like, we got enough problems over here.
Yeah.
And I hate to make it seem like I you know, we shouldn't help the world and this and that, but we got a clean house over here.
We don't need to help.
We're not the police of the world, and
exactly.
We've been trying to have that message for years and years. The world is not our responsibility. We have always stepped up and tried to help, but we are not ever designated the police of the whole entire earth.
They act like we are. We boarded
five. And
if
we are, we need to tax them accordingly. I'll just say that much.
I think so, too. We're already, these wars are costly to our nation. Our nation is already, you know, in a deficit that we're barely climbing out of. And we just can't afford to continue that kind of behavior. I still don't understand fully why we are, you know,
the reason that why they give while we're in Afghanistan or Iraq. It doesn't make sense. And to get into a situation is ridiculous.
Well, historically speaking, Jan, and I don't want to get too far off. I know we're talking about random things, but historically speaking, war has usually, profited the country in terms of financially. But the difference between past wars and what we're doing now is usually we didn't come into the war situation until, the last few months of it. Anyone who stays in the war for a long time suffers financially. But, when you kind of come in at the last minute, make that rescue, get in and get out, that's when it's kind of like, okay, it helps boost it up because it brings jobs in real quick, but you still have the people come back. We've been in these wars for too long.
But like in World War II, the reason why America made so much money is because we destroyed Germany's car industry and we became the number one car maker in the world. And got oil countries, big jobs, wars that producing.
You get that mic check.
We're losing you again, buddy.
Your transmission slipping.
Just let everybody know what's going on for everybody that just tuned in to the Middleman Talk Show this Sunday. Let them know what's going on again, and we're going to go ahead and let them know how it's going to go down and then how we're going to get into this conversation.
Okay, people. Of course, you see the title of the segment. I wonder why they call you a bitch. Not trying to be negative about it. But we want to know what happened to the real ladies out there. What defines a true lady? And that's what. Well, really, that's the biggest question of today's day, which is will be the last question that we're going to discuss. I want everybody to formulate their thoughts and ask to have some great things about what they feel defines a woman, such as we want the male standpoint and we also want the female standpoint. But some of the questions in which we're going to pose before we get to that is, some of our women have misconstrued, the ideas of what defines a lady. And, why do some of our women utilize the word bitch as recreation when socializing with their friends? And it's television shows such as like the Bad Girls Club, the Real Housewives, the Atlanta Housewives, things like that. Are they influencing or are they a reflection of what our women have become? And why do some women show or have a lack of respect from other women, such as their success, when they see them with other men that they are dating, and their choice of style? Now, style could be anything from the way they wear their hair, their clothing, how they carry themselves, how they talk, things like that. And, of course, the biggest question of the day, as I said earlier, we want to know what defines a lady. We want to hear from you all out there. We want you to tell us what your opinions are of what defines a lady. So we're going to get into that today, and I hope everybody, participate to the highest level. Now, we have participation, but we want y'all to participate to the highest level so we can actually, have a great conversation today about this particular subject. So I guess we can go into our first break of the day. Of course, the title of today's show, Wonder Why They Call You Bitch, and then it's by, y'all know who it's by, Tupac.
Go ahead, say it, man. I know you itching to say it. Say it.
Oh, yeah.
Say it. The
go
great
ahead, man.
Late.
I'm not going to say the late great no more,
the
man. I'm
great
done.
Late.
Y'all don't say it no more.
So the one who's not the late show. Great is who you don't say?
Hey, to everybody also, the phone lines are open, or if you're on the internet, you can hit 718-508-9972 to get into the conversation right after this right here. You listen to the Middleman Show Blog Talk Radio? Hey, keep tuning in.
You wonder why they call you bitch. Look here, Miss Thang, hate to salt your game, but choose a money younger woman and you need to change. In the locker room, all the homie do is laugh. High five, cause I'm nailing, but can I read your ass? It was said you was easy, even easy, keeping around for what you need. So it's your thing and you can shake it how you wanna. Give it up free or make your money on the corner. But don't be bad, play the game, get mad at change. Then you wonder why these motherfuckers call your name. Still looking for a way out, and that's okay, I can see you when it's stray is a way out. Keep your mind and your money, enroll in school, and as the years pass by, you can show them fruits. But you ain't trying to hear me, cause you're stuck. You're heading for the bathroom, about to get tossed up. Still looking for a rich man. You dug a ditch, got your legs up trying to get rich. I love you like a sister, but you need to switch. And that's why they called you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. You leave your kids with your mama cause you're heading for the club. In the skin tight, mini skirt, looking for some love. Got the legs wide open while you're sitting at the bar. Talking to some other in my car. I guess he said he had a Lexus. What's next? You're heading to his car for some sex. I passed by, came home back, tears aside. For Lord knows, for years I tried. And all the other people on my block hate your guts. Then you wonder why they stand and call you slut. Like your mind don't understand. You don't have to kill your dreams. Plotting schemes on a man. Keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. Either we're in there rubber or we die smoking. I'm hearing rumors, so you need to switch. If you're in there, we call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. I guess time's getting hard, even harder for you. Cause hey now, got a baby on the way now. More money from the county, and thanks to the welfare. You about to get your hair done. You got a dinner date, can't be late. Trick or treat, sweet thing, got another trick to me. Way did it, it was smooth. Plotting while he gaming you. So baby, be the rules. I should've seen it in the first case. The worst case, I should've never called you back in the first place. I remember back in high school, baby, you was fast, straight sex. When you move your ass. But now things change, cause you don't look the same. Let the ghetto get the best of your baby, that's the same. Called HIV, and now you're about to be deceased. And finally be at peace. So we in Essie now, cause everybody left they step and left you on your own. See, I loved you like a sister, but you died too quick. And that's why we called you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why we call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why we call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch.
And that was Tupac Shakur. I wonder why they call you bitch. Good song, man.
Did you ever say that so hard ago?
You seen
well,
it.
Well, you're always clowning me, man.
That's he was like, I wonder why you call you bitch.
Why I can't use my radio for a big beat.
Man, look at Ted Williams. Don't be
I've been hating on me the whole weekend, man. It's
I ain't
okay.
been hating on you the whole weekend.
Okay,
I'm just
man.
Trying to figure
cool,
out
man.
Why you
anyway,
didn't say the late great Tupac.
Anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Middleman Show today. We have a great subject today. Push out see the title. What why they call you this? But really want to know what happened to our real life. The question which is supposed to say, the question of today. Go ahead and get the answers together, get their you know, opinions together. We want to know what really defines a lady. We'll hear from both men and women today. We'll get that to the end of the show. First off, talking about you know, some of our women have improved the ideas of what defines a lady. So, that said, why do some of our women define for a date as recreation for socializing with their friends? That's another question that we're going to put with that, but we're going to start off with. Also, with his television shows, such as like The Bad Girls, Real Housewives, or The Atlanta Housewives, basketball, things like that. You know, are they a reflection of what our women have become? And why do some of our women show a lack of respect for other women when they are succeeding, you know, or when they're with men in which they want to date, or talking about their style of choice, such as like how they wear their hair, their clothes, and how they act? So we're going to get into all that. But first off, we're going to talk about, you know, some of our women, of course, like I said, you know, they misconstrue the ideas of what defines a lady. But mm-hmm. we want to know why do some of you all utilize the word bitch as recreation, but, you know, it's a fight when a guy calls you one.
Oh, yes.
It's like World War XIV, you know, scratching
can I say
eyeballs.
Something?
Go ahead, man.
He going to say so.
I think that, you know, like, I try not to say that word. It's the same as, like, nigga. Like, people say nigga, but, like, if a white person says nigga, get offended. And I think it's the same kind of concept. Like, a lot of girls just
turn it around, that negative word, and use it as something, like, as jokingly. Really mean, like, you know, in a, as when friends say it to each other, you know, it's not necessarily always, like, a negative thing. I'm not saying it's right. Just, like, I don't think, you know, saying it's right. But women do that, and I think it's the same kind of concept.
Hey, check your signal, too, yo. Your phone is, like, in a bad spot.
Yeah, check your transmission fluid.
But I can respect what you're saying as far as when it comes to women, you know, saying it to each other. And we do it, like you said, males do it when they call each other that word as far as, what's up, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I hate to say it, but some people actually feel like it's a term of endearment, which it's not,
right.
You know. A lot of times, you know, we out in public amongst people, and you walk around, especially like the younger people, and they always hit you with that line, "What's up, my?" And you look around like, "Man, what the? How you gonna call me this all out in public?"
Right. Loud.
You know, and I mean, the younger generation, the younger kids, they look at it like it's just cool like that, and really, it's not cool like that. I would love to see us find a way to get everybody on the same page. Our women included, where they're not calling each other these names, and our gentlemen are not calling each other that name.
Right.
Well, I'll say this much. I think when it comes down to it, I always say that there's a time and place for everything. You know, and I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't use the word, the N-word. I'm not going to sit there and act like that.
But I'm certainly not going to be, just like you said, out in public. What up, money? It's just, it's not that, like, no. If I'm in the privacy of my own home, then that's one thing. You
right.
know, it's. But I think that also goes back to carrying yourself in a respectful manner. And
mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of times that women, especially when it comes to that word, I think it just in general, you know, we've talked about this before about women having a hard time, you know, having and keeping female friends. So I've seen a lot of females where they're in a situation where they don't necessarily use that word, but, you know, for fear of seeming like the square one or the odd person out, they participate right in it. And it's just like, okay, is it really that serious? Is it, you know, worth that? And so it's a lot of women that don't use it as a term of endearment. It's more like kind of like a pressure thing. Like, if you ever hear women at beauty salons, it's amazing. And to
but
see
would,
how
would that be? Would that be multicultural, though? Would that be something that you would see in a Caucasian salon? Or is it only
No, I think that's women across the board. I have women friends of many races, and all of them, you know, like, they might call me up on the phone and I was like, "What's up, bitch?" You know.
Jen, what's the likelihood, though? Let's be real about that. What's the likelihood that your Asian friend is going to call you, "How you doing, my bitch?" Like, it's not going to really go like the same way.
Well, first of all, my Asian friends don't talk like that. Second of all, it's very likely. Women just use it. Now, I do agree with, you know, like what Kevin said, you know, it's a time and a place for everything. If I am, you know, at work, or if I am, you know, out in the mall, don't do that. Don't do that, because it's not ladylike behavior.
Let me ask this question out there, and this is for, you know, our listeners as well, too. But, where do you think utilizing the word bitch as recreation, where do you think that started?
I think it started with the negativity, just like, you know, like our reference for nigga, like it started with the being negative, and people tend to turn negatives into what they call positives, and many women just, you know, turn it around and use it, because men call them bitches. Women call them bitches negatively, so they use it around as just positive.
Now, one thing that I think both of us, well, all of us have seen, of course, you know, in the music industry, where, like, you have Trina, you know, she calls herself the baddest bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have all those other ladies, you know, they call themselves a name with bitch on the end, too. So I think they have some sort of influence on that too, because you know
exactly.
They influence like the younger generation.
But before
how that younger generation
calling themselves
in the early,
bitches. Before they started calling themselves bitches, it was men who called them bitches. It was men on rap songs and movies that were calling
women
bitches.
Gia, before rap ever came out, somebody was saying bitch every time you look around. You had the Mac. What about pimp movies? What about things before then? What about
I'm not blaming rap.
Okay.
I'm just saying that before these women started calling themselves bitches, they were called bitches by men long before that. In many different genres and categories.
Let me say this much.
The model behavior as far as how some of our women in, I guess you would say, like a higher status who are in the public eye utilize that in a positive way, which are causing our younger youth to utilize it in their positive way as well too.
You know what the problem is? We don't want to admit that it kind of starts with us, but it does start with us as far as being African Americans. Because if you look at any other races, and you know, if anyone of our multicultural listeners that we may have online, please excuse the following terms. But if you call someone of another culture one of the names that is used in a defamation type of way, like you call somebody a WAP or a kike, or let's just be honest, it wasn't until just a few years ago that Jewish people didn't get up in arms when you said Jew. You said Jew,
right.
You were anti-Semitic. So
yep.
it does start with us, and it goes into, we've talked about a lot of black people's self-hatred issues before. It goes back to that because we're the only race that does refer to each other by the negative names that we were called for years. If you go to Africa right now, and it's an Americanized thing.
Yeah.
It is a self-hate thing. If you go to Africa, or if you go, especially in South Africa, and you call one of them over there a Kaffir, you got a fight coming.
Oh, yeah. Talking about what now?
A Kaffir. That's pretty much an African term for nigga. That's what they call them. They call them Kaffirs.
They call us that though. I was watching something on YouTube, and they're like, "What's up, my nigga? Yo, my nigga," and all that. I'm like, "What?"
Because they see it.
They're mimicking us, right? They see it, and they think
that it's okay for us. But if you flip it around and you say, "What's up, my captain?" they're gonna bust you in the head. But like I said, it goes back into those deep rooted self hatred issues that we have. We try to sugarcoat it by saying, "Oh, we're turning a negative to a positive." Or the one that gets me the most when people will say the word bitch and then try to turn it into an acronym. I think that's the dumbest thing you could possibly do. You can sit there and say you take the negative and turn it into a positive, but at the end of the day, you're still basically taking. It's pretty much like taking a gun from somebody who was going to shoot you and shooting yourself or shooting your friend.
Yeah.
Very true. Well, go ahead, Al.
No. I was just agreeing with that. Go ahead with your question.
I was going to ask as far as like just dealing with the society that we have over here in America and the women that we have over here. One of the questions that we did impose, you know, as the definition of what a woman is. And the way that we look at our women now, and we have a generation of young women out here, just like in the song Tupac just said, they got their legs open thinking that's going to get them a man. But I'm a lady. They out here leaving their kids with their mama, but I'm a lady. They don't even present themselves right, but I'm a lady. What do y'all think about those women, and are they bitches?
I think that we've said this on previous shows. I think it's ignorance. I do. I think it's ignorance. That a lot of women do not necessarily know how to be like a woman because they weren't taught. It's not something you're born with. It's a behavior that you're taught how to have. And then second of all, I think a lot of it has to do with men and their negative thinking of women, where a lot of times just because some of the decisions you make or some of the things that you do, men often throw you in this whore category or throw you in this, and then a lot of women fall into that and just start to reciprocate that type of behavior and play the role that men throw them into.
Hold on, Jen. Why does, you know, I can understand, you know, as far as the men argument, you know, this is what we do. But why does it always have to be about the man? You know, what is in the woman not doing to prevent that. She knows that.
One thing they said at church the other week that I found just phenomenal was that a wise woman builds her house. And a wise man builds his woman. And that's what God wants you to do. So many men now break down women. They don't know how to be, you know, a good man or an example of that and fit their role in the situation, too. Not blaming men entirely, but they do have a role in this, too.
You really think so? But, I mean...
I really know so.
If you're raising my kids, you're raising my son, you're raising my daughters, if you're raising my daughters and they get out here and this is how they present themselves, because you may not be the same definition of what we're defining today, but people around that young lady, you could be your sister, could be your aunt, could be your cousin over there, they present themselves like that. They latch onto that whole lifestyle or that aspect of, hey, this is what defines me as a lady. You should be somewhere at fault more so than I, because you are the one who's rearing that child.
I say from the product of me. Like, a lot of women learn how to become women because they see how their father treats them. And if you act this way, then a man will treat you that way. A lot of examples that young ladies have out here today, if you open your legs, if you act like this, if you wear this, this is what's going to get you a man. This is what's going to get you this. And these are the examples that they see. And men follow along with it. How many men turn down women and say, no, you're not dressed appropriately. You need to have a longer skirt. Or, no, you're not doing this. Or,
you don't think guys do
that?
You don't think guys do that?
Not the majority. Not the majority of men step up and do that. That's not happening.
But not the majority of women do what you just said either. But there's a small minority that if a woman comes up and they look at them and like, man, you ain't dressed. I ain't finna jump into that. You know, they look at that woman from what she can offer to them at that moment, and they get the hell on.
Yeah. Yep. Let me say this much. I'm not going to get into the whole who did it, who was here first, the chicken or the egg thing. It's really not about that. You know, it comes down to personal choice. I'll put it to you like this. If you see somebody get the hell slapped out of them, you probably going to think, hey, I don't want that to happen to me. It doesn't look like it feels good. It probably doesn't feel good. It's the same thing. It's a personal choice that you make. Now, yes, you have things that may influence you, but on the flip, they may influence you in a whole other way. If you see somebody getting their ass, if you see your mom getting her ass beat, it may click in your mind, oh, that's never happening to me, because the moment he put his hands on me, I'm going to kill him.
Statistically, Nick, most people who are victims of domestic abuse or visualize domestic abuse as children become victims when they grow up themselves. It's just like when you become in love with if you are kidnapped and you fall in love with the person that kidnaps you. It's that same kind of mentality. This is real. This happens. Is it ideal that you look at that and you say, no, I don't want that for my life? Yes, it is ideal. However, that's not the reality. The reality of it, that people repeat their situations. Humans repeat their situations. That's the reality of it, that we all are responsible. Women are responsible to teach their daughters and their sons how women should act and how they should be treat themselves, as long as men have that responsibility too. Because as human beings, we repeat behaviors.
Let me just say this. We can move on from that. But on the same token, like, I think a lot of people, that the reason that statistics become that they are is because people say, well, statistically this and statistically that, so it must be true. It must be absolute. It must be status quo. Statistics change every day. And all I'm saying is that because something may be a statistic or because something may be the status quo does not mean it's absolute. It doesn't mean it's absolute. It ultimately comes down to self. At the end of the day, you are responsible for your life. You make a choice to either deal with something or not deal with something. And when people say, oh, well, statistically speaking, and so we have to really, like, you know, baby these people, and we have to do, like, no. I mean, it's time out for all that. It's time out for all that. You make a choice. You are an adult. You make a choice to whether you accept it or you don't accept it. And if you don't accept it, you go with the alternative.
What's the alternative then, Dick?
making your own way. If this does not feel good to you, I'm not going to do it.
You know what,
it's
Nick?
It's a case-by-case basis.
Sometimes, like, the way that you think, sometimes people, decisions, how to make good choices isn't a natural born thing. You are taught how to make good choices for yourself. You are taught that. It's not something you're born with. Through time, through the people in your life, through your influences, through the things you see, you learn to make good choices. A lot of people don't have that privilege or ever learn how to make good choices for themselves or their family. And that's what a lot of young women out here do. They do not know how to make good choices.
Well, I mean, if they don't know how to make good choices, they're going to have to live with it. I'm not saying that in a harsh way. I mean, because that's across the board for everybody. Huh?
You got to live with the consequences.
Yeah.
If you know I don't like getting my ass beat, but every dude that you date beat your ass, then you, and if you say, you know what, maybe I need to reevaluate the type of guy that I date. If you don't do that, then 9 times out of 10, it's getting to the point where you've either accepted it or you may start to like it.
Yeah.
Young lady, if you're out there and you're listening, and that is you, and you continue to make choices of bad men who continue to beat you or abuse you mentally or physically, it's...
Well, I understand where she's coming from with that physically, the mentally part, but just like we were talking about earlier, a lot of the young ladies, young girls, or whatever you want to call them, they out here proud of being what they are.
Thank you.
It's a generation out there that are proud of being whores. It's a generation of proud of being thieves and liars. It's a generation out here that don't even care. They don't even think to even look what their future may be. They living for today. What they say now, I'm doing me. That's all they talk about. I'm doing me. That's all I'm worried about. And when you get that mentality and you look at what's going on right now, there's no reason for us to sit up there and wonder why it's happening. We've seen it this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Well, Steph, we got a caller that wants to chime in. Let's get that caller.
All right. 418, you're live on the Middleman Talk Show.
How y'all doing out there today, man?
Hey, what's up, Gerard? What's going on?
Not much, man. I just been sitting up here listening to the show, man. Good show, man. And I want to say, man, I agree with... Jen has took all the words right out of my mouth today. I agree with 100% of what she's been saying, man. It's just that we got to understand, man, that like a speaker once said, you know, these young ladies, man, are just repeating things that they've heard on tape. You know, so they got old tapes in their mind, man, that's being replayed back, and they just pass that on down generation to generation. What it's gonna take is they need some new tape to be put in their head. They need a new example. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing about it, I've sat up here and heard women sit up here and teach these women to be whores. And the thing is, the only question I have about that is that how they teach women to just sleep around with men for money and dress like this and do this and this and that. I feel like this. If that whorish mentality works so well, how come you broke?
Yep.
So a lot of them that be teaching these girls to be like that, they be living on welfare, broke, living in the project, ain't got much of that. And I feel like you can't teach me how to be rich if you ain't rich.
Exactly.
And if the mentality works for good, why? How come it ain't working for you? And we got to understand that women, the simple nature is, man, that women are like a champion. You know what I'm saying? And the reason that these women come out, the women come out dressing like that and acting the way they're acting with the mentalities that they do because they want attention, man.
And like you said, Gerard, that's how they're taught. It's a repetitive thing going on with them. And they, like the question says, they misconstrue that as being a lady.
Yeah.
When you got so many bad things coming at you at that in that magnitude and that much, you can't help but to think that this is right. You do something wrong so much, it's going to become right to you somewhere along that line.
It's the social norm. It has become the social norm.
Yep.
That's all it is. That is just a norm. They see it. I mean, and I think a lot of times when y'all do these shows, we like to throw it back at music. And I don't think music should be just blamed for it. But I mean, music does have the influence over our black culture, man. I mean, people that I want to admit it, I like the hip hop and music too. But it's just the truth, man. They see everybody like being like Al. You want to say, you know, all these ones want to be like Nicki Minaj. They want to be a Barbie. Those are their examples. They don't have that good woman at the house, that good mother that taught them how to be ladies, man. Nicki Minaj is raising these girls these days.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say this, and I'm going to end on this right here.
Okay.
I look at that type of mentality, that type of behavior, just like the whole gay agenda. In the end, if you have that type of mentality, whether you be gay or you one of those type of women that want to live this whore lifestyle, just whatever in life, in the end, you're going to live a lonely lifestyle.
You surely will. Amen,
you
bro.
By yourself. Mm. How many women you know like that, man, got a husband and a good family? None.
Ooh.
That's the only thing I say. In the end, you're going to live a lonely lifestyle.
And that ain't the way you want to be right there.
And then when you're 48, it's too late.
You saying something interesting too, Gerard. I mean, just like you said, it's not on music. We are visual people. People are visual. I'm not just saying black people. People in general are visual.
Right.
Like before the show, we talked about the Bad Girl Club and all these other things that they have out here. What are they really teaching our young ladies? You know, I'm a bad bitch. I'm out here. I do what I want to do. You know, I mean, what type of example are we really leaving for our young girls? And you know,
home with it.
I think Pop was ahead of his time with that one. Wonder why they call you bitch. I think he was ahead of his time for that one. I really do.
Yeah.
Hey, Gerard, man, we appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and take another break right quick. If you want to tune back in, man, get back into the conversation, press that number one. We would like to send that invitation to everyone that's on our phone lines or on the web chat or anyone that's out there on the internet, however you're listening to us, press the number one. Or you can call 718-508-9972, press number one. Our phone lines are open. We would love to hear you guys converse with us today and get into this topic because, I mean, I know some of y'all out there, you got something to say because you're listening to us right now.
Yes, sir.
But our next one that we're gonna play, we're gonna play another record right here. And this is one of the ones that I picked that I wanted to play right here. You know, we chose this one, and I like this guy, and I think what he's saying in this song is very important to a certain degree. There will be a time, he says the line there. You know, we're gonna have to go to a museum to find out what a lady is, and I think it's gonna get to that point sooner or later because a lot of our young women out here are calling themselves ladies, and they're really falsifying what they are. So y'all peep out the words of this song right here, and y'all tell us what you think about it after the break. You are listening to the Middle Man Talk Show on this Sunday. We are live. Come on, get in this with us. We're here. Long Talk Radio.
Maybe it disappeared with dinosaurs.
Hey, hey.
Oh, that's a
Your mama's old-fashioned. Your daddy don't play. You'll always be this lovely cause they raised you that way. Hallelujah. You're still playing Jane, the lead to my game, darling. You got that thing, and you know it. But yet you don't, and that's what's so cool. You don't say too much, but when you do, it's profound. In the streets, you hold your head high at home. You get low down for me. Can't get no lower.
Wonder why they call you bitch. But really, we want to know. This is the question that we really, really, really want to know today. What defines a lady? What happened to our real ladies out there? And some of the things which we discussed in our first segment is, you know, some of our women have misconstrued ideas of what defines a lady. And why do they use the word bitch as recreation when socializing with their friends? Now we're going to try to gear into, I guess you would say, the media aspect of it, as far as how the media influences our women. Now, we have a lot of TV shows on television that a lot of us, but not all of us, but a lot of our women out there watch. You know, the Bad Girls Club, you know, the Real Housewives, the Atlanta Housewives, Basketball Wives. And I'm not just piggybacking off of those shows. There are other shows out there that are, I feel, that are very inappropriate, you know, for my sister to watch. I don't want my sister to watch some of these shows. But what we want to know, are these shows or are these media avenues influencing or are they a reflection of what our women have become? Now, that's the question. Now, of course, we have our female co-hosts. We're going to get Jen to, of course, answer. But we want some of our ladies out there who are listening with us to, you know, give us your opinions about these particular shows and if you feel that they are a reflection or an influence on what our women have become. So, I would say, Ken, did you want to start off with that? Would you like to answer that for us? Ken, hello?
I'm sorry, I was having technical difficulties again. I think, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, Ken.
I think that...
Wherever you are, you need to step over 5 feet. That's why we tell you, don't ever do this show on location.
Hilarious.
5 feet to the left. That's why we want you up here in the studio. We in the studio. Why you ain't here, player?
Good. I'm trying my best.
All right, try that again.
Like I was saying, you can't take the little bit of negative or the lot of bit of negative that you see and say that is how all women are, or that is a reflection of women in general. That is a reflection of the ignorant women that are out there. Ignorant, petty, petty women, yeah. From the beginning of time, there have been ignorant, petty, catty women. And so they just choose to, you know, reflect that on television. But the good examples like Michelle Obama and some of the other women who are doing great things and great examples of women, they don't get as much television as the negative ones do because it's entertainment. That's what they want
right.
people to buy their shows. They want people to look at their shows. It's entertainment.
Well,
Jen,
here's
the thing. Going back to what you were saying about statistics, statistically speaking, women view TV more than men. A good majority of the shows out there are catered towards women. And you're right. There are a few little hiccups here and there, but that was a couple of years ago. Now they've become the majority of it. How many different casts do they have of The Real Housewives? How many casts do they have of Bad Girls?
To see a woman act like a lady and to do lady things, or is it more interesting to see petty catty girls brought out on television?
Hey, man, I still
more
watch Leave It to Beaver,
man. To watch that.
I still watch Leave It to Beaver.
It wasn't even 20 years ago when that would have been an uproar. Even 20 years ago, they would have said, oh, no, that is going off the air right now.
Right.
That wouldn't even make it past a pilot right now.
Yeah.
Why is this so? But I think that goes into the question. Why is it so interesting to see women being catty on TV? Why is that so interesting?
I don't find it interesting. Some of it is a real turn
off. Because, like you said, the number one viewer is the woman, and women look at other catty women and just it's amazing, or it's entertainment. And they talk about, you know, girls like that. And now you get to watch them on TV. But you can't say, you know, oh, it's just women, because you can put that in any category. 20 years ago, you didn't have black people acting the way they did on TV. Or you didn't have gays, or you didn't have this, you didn't have that.
Well,
TV has progressed to a point of no return. So that just doesn't end with the category of women. That ends with everything.
That's who we're talking about today. That's who we're talking about today. And 20 years ago, you only had 5 black people on TV. So
all the women that were on TV were Jane
But guess
Cleaver.
What? You had them on
so,
TV.
So you can have the same argument.
But what we're talking about today is women. That's the thing. That's what you're getting away from. And I think that's one of the big problems. Everybody tries to pass the blame off as saying, oh, well, it's the same thing for black people. Or, well, it's the same thing for Italian people. That's not the case. Deal with what's
because
at
people's
hand
interest
right now.
Change, Nick. Is it more interesting now that you can watch Matt from the Bad Girls Club from the club? You know, it's just that people's mentality has progressed to a negative era.
It has not progressed. It has regressed. Let's just be honest about it.
Now. We have a lot of our younger women out there. They are imitating some of those females on those shows. They're taking on some of those personality traits. They feel like, well, if I do what such and such doing this show, I'm gonna get my way too. Or I'm gonna, you know, be like, of course you would call the baddest bitch or whatever, walking too. I'm gonna dress like she dressed, I'm gonna snap my finger like she do. I mean, you have females out there that are carrying on those traits because they feel that is what is accepted. But like Nick was saying, we're regressing. You know, we're not progressing, we're regressing. You know, and we need more. Now, some television is good television, but a lot of television is bad television. And a lot of these shows stem from what? What's the show? The Real World. When they did the Real World thing, that was the worst thing that could have ever happened to TV.
Yeah.
Because it started all these reality shows. You have all these other spinoffs of different reality shows where people were getting in a fight. Some guy thought that was a good idea. Okay, well, let's put all these bad people together and watch them fight all day. And then now we have... Go ahead.
the truth of the matter is, and people can say what they want to, people just, some people, they like getting behind negativity and they don't want to feel like they're a negative person, but they just do. Because you can't sit up here and try to tell me, I'm a numbers person. You can't sit up there and tell me that a positive reality show won't work. Because it wasn't even 3 years ago that the number one show on MTV was about a black family. Mm-hmm. Run's House.
Oh. Yep.
And it held the number one spot. It was the number one reality show in the nation. So you can't tell me that the positive shows won't work.
Right.
So, yeah, it's, right. I feel like instead of watching Snooki on Jersey Shore, maybe they needed to watch Angela and Vanessa a little bit more. Because they became, they were positive. They had good morals. They had good values. They started their own business. And yeah, people might not have the opportunities that they have, but that's the basis of this country. People without opportunities make something out of nothing every day. So you can't tell me it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's very true.
Numbers are different, but like the generation that have formed from this generation of reality shows, they ain't gonna watch. Now, we do have, you know, Teen Mom out there, you know, and, you know, we have those ladies who are trying to improve their lives, you know, due to having a child at a younger age, but we also have some of our young female children who want to have a baby because they feel like that that will help them maybe become more important or maybe potentially get them on that show if they were to get pregnant. And that's a negative influence or a negative reflection of what some of our women have become. You know, they're having babies because of such and such. You know, not because, you know, you want to bring something new to the world in a positive way with your partner who's going to stay with you. As you can see on Teen Mom, the majority of those couples, they fight every day, all day. And that's what they show, the fight.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to help me. I don't know what Teen Mom is. What is that?
That's the one on MTV.
I don't watch TV. I'm sorry. I look at the ratings at the end of the seasons. I don't watch the TV show. I'm sorry. It's certain shows. It's stuff I refuse to watch. I'm sorry. A show called Teen Mom, I refuse to watch that.
Well, you know, I mean, I watched a few episodes of it. I mean, and, you know, they've been in the publicity ever since last year. They've been on covers of a whole bunch of magazines. You know, and these are ordinary, you know, young females. But now they're in the limelight. You know, probably someone will probably get another detail because of it.
I think,
but,
you know, something you said, but guys, like something we discussed on the last show where we were talking about these kids emulating what they see and all those young girls in Memphis being pregnant along with the guys that got them pregnant. Shows like this is glorifying to our young teens that it's okay to, okay, we can go out here, we can get pregnant, we might can get on this show or get some type of reality show or some type of publicity for this. And I think that's a bad look. And I'm not blaming it, Jen. Don't get me wrong before you jump on me. I'm not blaming all women or some women. It just happens to be right now that we're putting out, there's a lot of bad imagery for these young girls out here now. And they just fall into that mold of what people in society make them be.
But you must say again that shows' ratings are controlled by the people. When more parents, when more people step up and turn off the television and say this is not acceptable, then they will pull it from the air and put something else on.
Yeah, that's true. But when your mama liked the show and your grandma liked the show and your aunt liked the show and every other female around you liked the show, you ain't going to look at it
for the
wrong
way. And to the benefit of Teen Mom, that I do watch the show. It really does show the hardship of how it is to be a parent. And it does not glorify being a teen mother. It does not at all.
Well, Kev, I going back to your point when you just mentioned Grandma, one of the main problems is Grandma's 38.
Yes. That is true.
I'm being real.
That is true.
Teen Mom is under 40.
That is true.
What's next? Are we going to have a 12 and pregnant? Because that's the way it seems like our society is going. And just like our man Dub G said over here on the web chat, and Jen also said it also, are we at that point of no return?
Mm-hmm. But see, we got to add to that, too, to make sure that when our young females are having these babies that,
you know, the people above them don't forget how to teach them how to be a woman, how to be a lady, and also a mother all in one. You know, because they get so caught up on trying to, you know, be a mother that they forget about themselves as far as their emotional side, their physical side, and their health. You know, and then they forget about some of their goals in which they need to accomplish to make it to the next level. But we need to make sure that those stay intact. But they also have to have a great support system around them, too, to help them to get to those points. So, but
I agree with you on that, too, Allie. Just even the fact of just some of the imagery that they're seeing. Like we're going to get to the next question as far as the level of disrespect. And one of the prime examples was the Bad Girls Club, man. I've seen some stuff on there, just glimpsing at the show, to be honest. It's not like I'm watching it, but, man, some of the stuff these young girls doing, some of the stuff we see on YouTube, some of the stuff we see, shut up, Nick. Some of the stuff we see on all these, I mean, just you can look at the evening news now, man. These young ladies now, young girls, not even ladies, but young girls now, they can be 30 years old. They act like kids. It's amazing to me. So, as the next question is posed, you know, go ahead and let's get into that next question right there.
Well, I mean, you know, the next question, you know, as far as the lack of respect, you know, that some women show for other women, as far as when they see them succeeding at life, when they see them with other men in which, you know, they want, or maybe men in which they feel like, why is she with him? You know, why does she like him? And then also their choice of style. You know, we've all seen it, we've all saw it as far as how women look at other women and say, why is she looking like that? Why is her hair like that? Why she got on them heels with that shirt? Or that shirt don't match that skirt? You know, why is it always, you know, something to that level of showing, you know, lack of respect instead of just, you know, looking over it? I mean, I know something is like this in us. Go ahead, Jen.
Can I say this? Ever since I was in kindergarten, there's always been the catty girls. I mean, that's just kind of part of being a girl. Like, that. I don't know if any of you say mean girls, but there's always those mean girls. There's always the ones that are jealous. There's always the ones that are mean and vindictive and catty. And I think that's just part of being a girl, that you will encounter girls like that. From the time that you're 5 in the kindergarten to the time that you're old, it's always those girls.
Yes, it's always those girls, Jim, but be honest. Back then, did y'all like those girls? No, you didn't. You didn't.
They weren't popular.
People didn't like them. Now they're being glorified. Prime example, almost everybody that watches reality TV knows who Natalie Nunn is. But how many people know who Caressa Cameron is? How many people can honestly tell me they know who Caressa Cameron is? She was Miss America last year. She was the 8th black woman in 90 years of them having Miss America to actually hold that title. But nobody knows who she is. Like, nobody talks about the positive anymore. That's where the problem comes in. You know, I don't hate on anybody for being a Nicki Minaj fan. That's fine. Yeah, she's the hot rapper of the moment. That's great and fine. But how many of those same Nicki Minaj fans know who Madam C.J. Walker is?
True that. But that's on us, though, Nick. That was on us. That was on us. But, I mean, it's for us to put that information out there for them and, you know, to get out there and make sure that we teach them what they need to know. But it seems like, man, you know, the as Puffy say, the bitch-assness that's going on with us in our society where we're scared to talk to our kids, man, it's amazing to me.
Well, Kev, let me ask you this. Who the hell talks to teachers? You know, somebody wrote these books. Are we to believe that we're so much more ignorant than the people who came before us, that life experiences, which is what taught them, can't teach us either? Why can't we listen to our natural instincts sometimes? Why can't we go by life experience? Yeah. Somebody had to write the books, and they didn't get the information from a book. That's all I'm saying. It's like, are we just convinced that we're so much dumber than the people that came before us? Especially now that we have all this access to the information.
True.
We have more access now than we've ever had before.
True, very true.
Act like we're dumber. We act like we don't see the truth. To us, ignorance is bliss, and that is ridiculous to me.
Well, hey man, we got another caller that's calling in. Let's see who this caller is right here. Caller, you're live on the Middle Man Talk Show.
What's up, man? This is Mark Quest.
Hey, what's going on, brother? Good to hear from you. Man, we appreciate you calling in again this week.
Man, y'all got an interesting topic going on, man, as far as the sisters and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been listening up, man, ever since y'all been on.
Oh, okay, man.
Appreciate that, man.
Most definitely. You got a comment on anything that was said or anything that you want to put in towards this today?
Well, as far as the sisters are concerned, man, and, you know, them being real women nowadays, like my boy, if I'm not mistaken, his name is Jerome. He made the statement, you know, pretty clear. It's about how they're being raised nowadays.
Right.
And being the fact that the young girls are being raised by sisters who's running wild, of course, they're going to grow up thinking running wild, you know, it's the thing to do and the way to be. And when you brought up in an environment where you hear, you know, men calling the sisters bitches all the time, you're going to think that's okay. Or if you growing up hearing your mom's friends call each other bitches all the time, you're going to think that's the thing to do.
Right.
And unless we change how we talk around our kids, and unless we are more careful with how we speak when we're around these young women, and the sisters carry themselves to show these little girls how they should be carrying themselves in a respectable manner, this thing ain't going to get no better. It's going to get worse with them.
Very true. Right. Very true.
Because if you sitting here acting wild, you're doing wild things, and you're not focused to do better for yourself, and if you're not carrying yourself with any respect, yeah, we're going to call you a bitch all day long, especially if you got a messed up attitude. So, you know, is being the fact that the sisters are not raising these girls like they should be raised, having a proper respect for themselves, and making sure that they're focused on their education, making sure that they stand for something, they're going to be bitches and fall for anything all day long.
Wow. And you know what, man, my man Marquette, I mean, last week, man, you came through and dropped down some poetry on our parental divorce show. If you missed that one, you can go back to blogtalkradio.com/the middleman. This brother right here dropped a nice poem last week that fit the theme of what we were talking about. I would like to ask, man, do you have anything to share with us today?
You know what, actually I do. And this piece right here is for the sister.
All right,
Sisters, remain focused. Know your self-worth. Because as queens, you in a strong position when you decide to take that step first. You in a land of unforgiveness, precision, planning, strong intentions. You have the power to make a difference. You got that woman's intuition and that natural game that come with it. Put your pawns in position. Protect that king that stand with you. Prepare your knights in advance in case the heat come twisted. No tilting rooks. You've been enlisted within the system of real life. Plenty visuals. Teach our youth the history. Protect the rituals, if any. And I appreciate y'all letting me come on the show and do this.
Hey, man, we appreciate you. Anytime you want to come through to drop a verse line, I heard the snaps. I heard the snaps, man. Appreciate it.
Let me know where they can read some more of your other poems at, man.
You can go to helium.com and check out my poetry. You know, just type in my name, Marquette McBride, MARQUET. And I got things that I'm working on, different projects that I'm working on with different artists in Columbus, Mississippi. So, you know, I'll be putting that out there soon. So, you know, just keep up with my Facebook and I'll let you know what's going on.
Sounds like a winner, man. Appreciate you for calling in this week, man. Appreciate you for dropping that knowledge, man. You can stay on the phone line. We'll go ahead and take you out. But, man, one thing I want to say to all the females that's out there listening, possibly on the web chat or computer, whatnot, I hate the fact that today we're talking about a show about women and wonder why they call you bitch. and no female except Jen has called in and defined yourself. We as men can't define you. Only you can define you.
That's right.
I challenge you to step up and call in. Don't be embarrassed. Don't worry about how you sound. The phone number is 718-508-9972. I say that once again. You guys are out here. I can't define you. You can. Please. Please.
Now I have a comment off of Facebook. This is from one of our listeners. And, you know, she informed that she would like me to read her comment, you know, aloud. So her comment was, a lady is defined by her internal characteristics, not her external features. A lady attracts all the right men. She gives just enough effort, not too much or less. Big hips do not make a female lady. Big breasts and a small waist do not make a female a lady. A lady, formerly known as a woman, is a female who holds down her position, her position, society, as a human being, bad or good, lonely or engaged. She knows that God will give her the strength to make it through. She is spiritual, smart, sexy, and sweet. She said that's her definition of a lady.
That's beautiful.
And, that's one of our followers on Facebook. Miss Foster, we definitely appreciate that comment.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful, man. I want to give a shout-out to my man over there, my man JJ from Cotton Queens and Cotton Kings. That's a clothing apparel line, man. I appreciate those guys. They always support us. That's Cotton Queens and Cotton Kings. Y'all can check them guys out. Just do that search on the internet. Those are my people. But we still, you know, just like I was just asking, man, how can we define what a lady is? How can we do that? And we're not women. Do we have Jen back in yet? I know she's live on location somewhere. She's not in the studio with us today. But Jen, are you still there? Jen? I guess not. But, man, I would love, I mean, you guys, you just gave us a good definition of what a woman think a woman should be and is. I agree with a lot of the things she said. There's nothing that I disagree with. Nick, you write some of the most beautiful songs there are. I give it to you, bro. You're good. You're a great songwriter. What do you define a woman as? I mean, because you have to know what a woman is. Cause, yo, you put it in your songs, man. What's the word?
I put it to you like this. And I was raised by all women. And when it comes down to defining what a real lady is, a real woman is somebody that knows how to make it happen. They don't let their situations stop them from their ultimate goal.
Okay.
You know, I grew up with women that, you know, if something was unfortunate that happened, they knew how to make it happen, and they carried themselves well doing it.
Right.
You know, it wasn't always about, oh, I'm in the best clothes. I might not be in the best designer clothes, but what I got, I'm about to make look good. Or look better than what is it, whatever is the top designer right now. You know,
right.
I'm not going to sit up here and I'm not going to concentrate on making sure that my baby is always in polo and Nike. I'm going to make sure that my baby did their homework. You know, I'm going to make sure that my baby looks clean when he leaves this house. But they're going to also know the value of a dollar when they leave at 18. They're going to also know the value of hard work. They're going to know how to survive and not depend on somebody else in this world. That to me, that defines what a real lady and a real woman is. Somebody who knows how to make it happen, and they make it look good while they make it happen.
True that. What about you, Al? You got your definition of what you think a real woman is?
Well, you know, I too was raised by women. I was raised by my grandmother, my mother, and my aunt. And I look at them as being the female ladies in my life. You know, they worked hard, but they always made sure home was perfect, you know, in my eyes. You know, because we always had something to eat. But, you know, we always had, you know, clean clothes, always showed love. You know, even when we were feeling down, you know, they always lifted me up. And, you know, a woman should always do that. You know, she should always hold her head high. You know, even if things are not the best, you know, hold your head high. You know, have some dignity about yourself. Don't degrade yourself. Nobody's level, you know, be supportive of people, but you never have to, you know, bow down to nobody's level. So don't think that you're lesser than one. Because every woman brings something different to the table. Every woman has different qualities. And all of our, you know, women who have impacted our lives, you know, gave us qualities from them.
Very
that
true.
We continue to, you know, interact with and, you know, show and also, you know, rub off on other women. You know, so I mean, and all of my, you know, women who were, you know, in my life that raised me, they were spiritual women. And so, you know, we stayed in the church. You know, they
spiritual.
I mean, I sung in the choir and everything growing up. You know, I can't sing now. But
yeah,
I
know that.
That's what's going on back in the day. You know, but you know, they, it's all
when
about support. Compromise, man.
Yeah.
So those are the women in my life that I think are ladies.
One thing that I define a real woman as, man, that, you know, I noticed even with my mom, man, my mom realized that she didn't have, she's not a perfect person. She realized her imperfections. And like Nick was saying, regardless of whatever happened, you know, she kept her head up. She, you know, she kept moving. And I've been blessed in my lifetime, man, to have real women around me at many a times in my life where I had to see that example, you know, along with the men also, but you know, we're talking about our women today. You know, I appreciate all the ones that I did see, the ones that are strong, that, you know, carry us through everything that we've been through up thus far at this point. You know, even though as a people, man, we're kind of falling off. But hopefully one day, man, we can get our women to realize that they're more than bitches, they're more than hoes, they're more than all these derogatory things that they call themselves. And I hope one day that they stand up and be who they are to help us be who we are. Because without you, there's no me. And without no me and you, there's no us. Man, it's something we got to correct, something we got to do. Because, I mean, everything that we talk about, and we said it before, everything links to everything. Every show that we do, man, it links. So we want to make sure that you understand that you are beautiful, you are everything to us, and without you, there's no us again.
That's
how I
feel. And we love y'all ladies out there. We love you ladies. You know, we don't create these shows just to, you know,
bash.
We don't do, bash, you know, we don't do that. You know, we want to open your eyes to different avenues of thought. So that's why we create certain topics. You know, that's why we have certain questions that we want to ask. But, you know, in order for us to become more stronger in our, you know, as far as the human race in general, you know, we have to talk. We have to discuss things. We have to converse. You know, and we have to ask some harsh questions sometimes.
True that.
But if y'all just now tuning into the show, make sure y'all go back and download the archive episode of this show, Wonder Why They Call You Bitch, What Happened to Our Real Ladies Out There. You know, click on that particular show and you can re-listen to the full show. And if you have any comments about this particular show, hit us up on Facebook. We have our Facebook Middleman Talk Show page. It's called The Middleman Talk Show. And you'll see all of us on there, as far as all the hosts on the side. You can send us a message or put a message on the Middleman page. That way everybody who's a friend on the Middleman Talk Show can actually see your comment. But you can also send us an email at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter at TheMiddlemanAl, TheMiddlemanKG, and Nick Keenan as well. So, but we definitely want to hear from we want to hear more from you all ladies out there. I know we have some of our listeners and chose not to comment. Okay. We'll have your time in the future, because we're going to revisit this subject matter again.
Oh yeah.
Again.
Oh, you're scaring some of these ladies out here. I mean, I want the ladies to understand, because we want you to come in, we want your opinions to be heard. Just realize that we go as hard as we do because we're passionate about us. We're passionate about black people. We're passionate about our black women. We're passionate about our brothers out there. You know, we go hard like that because it is important to us.
Yeah.
You know, so we don't try to bash anybody. We just we go hard because we're so passionate about it, you know.
That's very true, Nick. And you know what, man? How about this, Nick? We didn't play this before, and I know a lot of people, I ain't calling this show to hear no music, but you know what? I want this guy right here to talk for me. This is what I want them to do. I want this guy right here to talk for me. This is our man, Raheem Divine, and I dedicate this to everyone that's out there that don't feel loved or anything of that nature, don't realize that you're special. you are. And I want to give a shout out to Why You So Mad Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate y'all. Hey, appreciate that. Check it out. You listen to the Middleman Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio. Here we go.
It's a special right now. You. In 4 minutes or less. You. We're going to crown all of them right now. That's Kate. My mama, your mama. You. And you. Baby, mama, mama. That's Kate. You. Wife. You. If you're there, woman, right now, wherever you at, turn to them. Say, that's Kate. You are appreciated.
High five on that one.
What
was that?
Yeah.
That was right into five woman, man. You know, if y'all don't have that in your iTunes or your media player, whatever, I mean, even if you're still rocking CD, you know, turn that song on the CD, man, and bump it in your CD player in your car. You know, but nowadays, everybody, you know, at least have an iPod or some type of media player. I need to download that song, man.
The late and great.
I can listen to the words. You thought late great, man. Look. All right. You know, they will come. They will come.
He's quick to do it. It's a late great Willow Smith.
They will come, man. But we're gonna move it to talk of the town. So we're gonna let Nick take it over from here.
You ready, baby boy?
Oh man, I'm always ready.
Yeah, he ready.
Hey, matter of fact, let everybody know what's going on this Thursday, man.
This Thursday will be the we had the premiere a couple of weeks ago. This will be the first full-on episode of Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton. I can't announce the guest tonight. I will make the announcement on the Middleman Facebook page tomorrow. So make sure that you're on the Middleman Facebook page tomorrow to see who the special guest for Talk of the Town is. This Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton.
Let's do it.
Yes. Man, how about I put Talk of the Town on the doggone web chat. Can't spell. Here we go.
Wow. What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eaton, and I am here with the talk of the town. Actress Taraji P. Henson joins a growing list of compassionate celebrities who are speaking up for animals and refusing to wear fur. She bears all in a super sexy ad for Peter's iconic I'd Rather Go Naked Than Wear Fur campaign and shows off her skin to help animals keep theirs.
Damn, look at them titties!
She's quoted as saying, "I don't think that a living being should suffer for the sake of fashion, period." Toni Braxton.
God damn it!
Once again, Grammy-winning and financially challenged singer Toni Braxton is facing foreclosure. The Wall Street Journal reports that the holder of Braxton's mortgage debt won bankruptcy court approval to start proceedings against her home in Duluth, Georgia. Braxton doesn't own the property, a trust does. She owes $1.5 million on her mortgage, while the property itself has been appraised at $1.2 million. She took out the mortgage in 2004 with Wells Fargo Bank, and the lender later transferred its interest in the debt to a trust set up to administer the pool of mortgage investors in those securities. According to the Wall Street Journal, Braxton earlier told the bankruptcy court she wanted to stay in the home.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home. You say, if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
This is your man, Nick Eaton, and this is the talk of the town.
We got a caller that want to comment on the board. Kevin, want to go ahead and take that caller?
Yeah. Caller, you live on the Middleman Talk Show.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, how are you doing? It's Marva.
The Ranger.
Marva!
I'm sorry I'm calling in so late. I know the show is about over. I just got in, but I figured out, let me at least try anyway. I hate that I missed. I know there was a lot that was discussed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Well, since we have you online, Marva, would you like to give us your definition of what a lady is?
In my opinion, a lady is one who carries herself with dignity and respect, and also, too, one who is able to take care of herself, not even so much financially, but mentally and emotionally, and to where she doesn't have to be codependent on anyone.
Right. Appreciate it.
A lot of similar themes in these definitions.
Oh, yeah.
I hope everybody's paying attention.
Right.
Sorry, what did Nick say?
Right.
He said,
there are a lot of
similar things.
You know, a lot of people are saying the same things when it comes down to defining what a real lady or real woman is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just hoping that people are paying attention to these reoccurring, you know, things.
Right.
And I
would like to comment. I'm sorry. I would like to also
ahead.
Comment on that photo.
Don't.
You know. And the thing is, I'm going to tell you why it really caught my attention. Because, I mean, I know everyone on the line and everyone who's listened to your show knows that you get those emails sometimes, you know, with those attachments of these outrageous, outlandish photos.
Mm-hmm.
Of, I mean, oh my goodness. That's why I put on the Facebook wall, what the hell? I mean, come on. Come on. No. Oh, gosh. It's,
please excuse us.
It's insane. It is just definitely insane.
But it got your attention.
Oh my goodness, it got my attention and a whole lot of other people's attention too at that. Can you imagine the attention that those two women drew at the affair or function they were at? Where that photo was taken?
I never have to know.
Somebody need to tell them something, because they dead wrong. As Biggie would say, you're dead wrong.
Dead wrong. Dead wrong.
Yes.
Wow.
Hey, Marvel, but we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. We do appreciate you for calling in and at the last moment. Thank you.
Okay.
But we're going to make sure we get over there to Colors of Class and Chocolate Sex in the City.
Yes, please do. We're going to do part two of Fetishes, so please check us out.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
I can't call in to that. Hey, but we do thank you for calling in again. And
you're welcome.
Hey, we're going to go ahead and wrap everything up. We got a couple of seconds left here. Appreciate everybody that's on the web chat. And we out.
The middleman shouted, Beat Creek shouted. Now, I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. take a minute. Shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand. Stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man because he was down the wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com, the middle me. Hey, what's happening, the middle me? Hey, what's happening, the middle me? Hey, what's happening, blogtalkradio.com, the middle me.
Hey, man, y'all chill out, man. You know you boy sick over here, man. I'm like, come on, man.
I mean, you couldn't turn your head.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I am sick. You can't hear the voice. You can't hear it.
All of in the people's ears.
I thought I was muted, man. My bad.
Hilarious.
See y'all tune in this Thursday at 6 p.m. Is it 6 p.m., my man Nick? We going to run with that 6 p.m. or?
6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Talk of the town.
It's going to be a good one. We're starting this off with a bang.
Hey, you know what, man? We may want to negotiate. We need to probably pull to the side on that time right there, but we'll talk about it. But, y'all, we'll put up the exact time on Facebook, on the Middleman Facebook page, the Middleman Talk Show Group. Hey, tell everybody to click like on that thing also. Please do.
Yeah, man, like the join the group. Like us.
Like us.
While you're at it,
I like
you. On Facebook, too.
Hey, shout out to our girl G in there, too. We know she.
I don't know what happened to G.
Be out of here.
Goodbye.
Until next week, my brothers. Until next week, my brothers. Holla back. It's your boy.